As we've heard, there was rejoicing in the streets of Baghdad and other Iraqi cities at the news of the former dictator's capture, and some citizens of Iraq are demanding a trial for Saddam Hussein. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The signature sound of gunfire that typically accompanies momentous occasions like weddings and funerals ricocheted through the streets. Shop owners shuttered their storefronts, fearing the celebrations were getting too dangerous. The crackle of gunfire mixed with the din of car horns. Iraqis who were once jailed for the misdemeanor of making a wrong turn into a Saddam motorcade, tonight owned the streets. A truckload of young Shiite men celebrated with chants to Ali, the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, whose martyrdom precipitated the rupture between Shiites and Sunnis. With four-letter words, they denounced Saddam. The nation was spellbound as the top U.S. general in Iraq displayed a video of a disheveled Saddam, his mouth pried open for doctors who prodded for the DNA evidence that would prove his identity. For many Iraqis watching, the joy at his capture was tinged with a sense of humiliation, both Saddam's and their own. Qusay Jassam hawked Christmas decorations in this city where Christians are a small minority and spoke of the shame of watching Saddam brought low. All Iraqis are humiliated, Jassam said. If you ask any one of us, we would say it would have been better if Saddam had killed himself rather than being captured by foreign forces. Worse yet, he adds, he put up no fight. Iraqis looked forward to holding Saddam to account. A special tribunal with Iraqi judges and prosecutors announced last week would try the former Iraqi president. Restaurant maitre d' Joseph Antoine Youssef said justice would prevail. He will have a fair trial from the Iraqi people, and the Americans won't interfere with this trial, Youssef says. It will be as thorough as any proceeding against other presidents who have faced serious crimes before the tribunal at The Hague, he says. Youssef cautioned his countrymen against indulging in the belief that the troubled times of insecurity, gas shortages, and power outages would quickly end with Saddam's capture. Things will not change overnight, he said, but in time. A group of Iraqi journalists seemed to speak most clearly tonight for the millions who have suffered under Saddam. At the news conference announcing his capture, they were unable to contain their emotions and rose on behalf of their country to say, "Long live Iraq." "Death to Saddam," they added. "We want him punished."